What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Feeling it all up in you tonight.
Feeling so good.
I feel so good.
I feel good. Do you feel good, Hannah?
I feel so when you accept this role.
I'm accepting. I've accepted.
Oh, you accept this role.
I just
said, your word.
No, I'm saying, will you accept it?
All right, you're pushing now.
Yeah. Now, will you accept
this role?
He's up with the
road. Oh, my God, you guys, you made it. Welcome to Announcement Day. Okay, this is Arta Marine with a very special little mini episode of Will You Accept This Rose? I am joined to my left by a very important lady in our life. She was animatronic on yesterday's podcast, but today she's a real woman and she's blooming. We love her. She's one of our producers. I'm going to say your last name wrong. Tell me it properly.
Hosnier.
I want to say Hosnier.
How do you get that wrong?
I want to say Hosnier.
Who gets that wrong?
Okay.
Hosnier. I can say 1,000 times.
Like Beowulf?
I already forgot it.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Hosnier. Anna Hosnier.
Hosnier.
Oh, my God. Anna.
Hi.
How are you? To see you.
Thank you.
We missed you.
I know.
To my right, a man who is about to try to threaten to have sex with my mother.
I don't know why you're so directional on these podcasts. I don't understand.
People need to know. They want
to
feel safe.
All right, to your right.
In between, I see Aristotle.
He's between. Yes.
Katie's out of town. Aaron is lost in the Mediterranean Sea somewhere. To my right, I have a man that you may know as Kenny Banyan from Seinfeld. You might know him as...
Is that only credit? Is that like, that's it? I'm just a walking Kenny Banyan? Yes, it's true. All right, continue.
You might know him from Eurotrip.
Yeah.
Or you might know him as the beautiful singer.
Yeah, like I never did The Suite Life of Zack and Cody. Like it never happened.
You're at Roswell.
Yeah, exactly, Roswell. Oh,
working,
I got a lot of them.
Working.
Hung. Her, not the title character.
Were you nude?
Huh?
Were you nude?
No, I played an asshole, if you can imagine.
Covered a moss?
I have a question. Were you ever on Friends?
I was on Friends. Okay. Yes, indeed.
I was also on Friends.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. I was.
No, you never did Friends. You never had Friends.
I kicked Courtney Cox.
I've never had Friends, but I was on Friends. And I certainly didn't make any there when I accidentally kicked Courtney Cox. Mr. Stephen Heiner.
That's So Raven. I didn't do That's So Raven.
On,
really?
We're back. Stephen Heiner. Your name is in my mouth.
Okay,
you guys. Okay. Before we say where we're going on August 13th, how much fun did you individually have in Nashville?
I had a great time in Nashville. It was insane.
I had a phenomenal time in Nashville. I met people I hadn't met before, like Hussein.
We had met before.
Damn it!
on this podcast.
Anyway, I was on a lot of Disney shows.
And but it was like, so we had fun. It was us and Padgett and Aaron and Katie.
My lesbian crush.
Oh, my God.
How I can great. Change her. I can change her.
Yeah, it's a choice. It's a choice. Yeah. It's a choice. Oh, it's just a choice.
Me. I'm going to give her another choice.
It's just a choice.
Yeah.
Padgett Brewster,
hilarious, gorgeous.
How beautiful is Padgett?
Well, first of all, anytime the network truck backs up and gives a lady that kind of money, that's beautiful.
She bought us dinner at a
that's
nice
right.
restaurant.
At a nice restaurant.
At a nice restaurant.
And she can really hold her liquor.
She can hold her.
She's awesome.
Because this crowd drinks. I can't hold my thumbles. My
thumble on wine.
But
yeah,
you
really?
Guys,
this just in.
But between you, Aaron and Padgett, that's a lot of alcohol, and mm-hmm. she was taking the lead.
She sure was. She had that karaoke maestro.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. And then we were with our new best friend, my future ex-husband, Wells Adams.
Oh, he's a good-looking man.
Isn't he good-looking? He's a delight. Man. We were with Danielle and James Taylor, Carly and Evan, newly married.
I think Dean may take over for Dean.
I know. Now, but it was, and the actual show, you were worried that it was going to be a mess, that it was going to be a shit show. And you know, I have producer, I actually have a lot of hats, and it was a fun.
First of all, don't say that. I thought it was going to be a mess and a shit show because I was on it.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason I thought
But overall, would you say if you were going to travel to it, I think it was a fun, I think everybody who went had a good time.
Well, first of all, you know, I'm a pro, you know what I mean? But I'm not really worried about us having a good time. The audience loved it. So,
yeah,
you know,
it was so, and it was so fun to get to meet all the fans.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go, guys.
That's what I want to meet, is your fans.
You had the most pictures taken.
Yeah, you had the most.
Know.
God, you're like
that's
Rachel.
Right.
You need a
wow.
Who doesn't have the Disney Channel?
You're like,
yeah, that's what they're saying.
You're like Rachel. You need a lot of validation.
Oh, okay.
So here's the deal, you guys.
That's about the only way we're similar.
There's so many ways. She's actually on her website. It says that she is the Steve Heitner of lawyers in Dallas. Okay, you guys, let me just break it down to you. Here's what we're doing. And I'm going to say, if Nashville on a scale to 10, on a scale of 1 to 10 was a 10 or an 11, this is going to be like a 15. Okay. Because if you were like, I like Metallica.
Yeah.
I like The Who.
Which of your fans doesn't?
I like The Who.
Yeah.
I like Tribe Called Quest.
Uh-huh.
I like Lord. But I really mostly want them to be opening up for Will You Accept This Rose podcast.
Yeah!
Can I go to a venue that is going to have Metallica, The Who, Gorillaz, Lord, Tribe Called Quest, Queens of the Stone Age, Empire of the Sun? I would like them to be buffeting the main stage title
mm-hmm.
act,
mm-hmm.
Will You Accept This Rose podcast. You guys, Sunday, August 13th, we will be in San Francisco at the Outside yeah. Lands Music Festival. Me.
Golden Gate Park.
Me, Aaron, Heitner, Padgett, Katie, and Anna. And we can't say who, but we have six superstars from different season of Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
It's wild.
They're even, I don't want to put down Nashville, but they're even, it's like, I think because they saw that we were trustworthy with Nashville, we got fucking high rollers of the franchise.
Well, we're not putting down Nashville. Nashville put us on the map, baby.
Yeah. Yes. No, I want to go back to Nashville
again.
Yeah,
me too. Yeah.
I mean, truly, you know who the lineup is.
Yeah.
Like, can you, like, we were screaming when we got yeses from these people. Like if you are a Bachelor fan, even if you hate us, but you like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
When I said yes, I don't remember hearing you scream anything.
You're needed. Are you okay, Steve?
No,
I mean, okay?
You're screaming.
Are you okay? Oh my God, Steve said yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. These are six excellent Bachelor.
We're not allowed to announce who, mostly because we don't want to draw the ire of ABC to be like.
I'm
going to
say five of them right now.
Okay, but like, so you can get a 1 day pass to the festival.
We got Lee,
DeMario, Corinne, Chad.
Now, of course, this is from Alcatraz.
Lace. But so we're Sunday. I think we're going to be at like noon or 12:30. There's a special comedy tent. And again, they're so secretive with it. The lineups in the past for the comedy, they have like major comedy people. I don't know who the lineup is yet, but you can go online. So it's Outside Lands Festival. It's in San Francisco, but you can go for the whole weekend. Yeah. So, and you can see all the bands. So we are on Sunday, August 13th. We're at like 12 or 12:30 in the comedy tent. They haven't said it yet.
I have a question. Is it possible to get tickets for just the comedy tent?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not. I just wear rompers.
Okay.
And
I will find that out.
Yeah, and it'll be on our website. It'll be on our Facebook page. My website. I mean, our Facebook page. Yeah. I own Facebook.
Yeah. Good announcement. We don't know.
And I think just as a special bonus, there's a little lady that Heitner, you've been threatening.
Yeah, if love is a threat, then yeah, I've been threatening.
She is, I'll try her at home. I don't know if she's at home yet.
She's home.
Jana Marine. Oh, she's home. Have you been sending her home. A flurry of dick pics on her landline?
Believe me.
Her landline?
Second window from the right. Looks right into the shower.
Oh, God. Okay, let's see if Janet's home.
Hello?
Ding dong, love calling.
Hi, Mama Bear.
Hi, Steve.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm very surprised to hear from you. I didn't know we were talking.
What? Well, it's we speak a different language, don't we?
I am on. Steve and I are calling you, and my friend Anna is here. She's one of our producers. She's just listening in. Just a heads up, so you just don't say anything incriminating.
Yeah,
Janet Marine. You've actually. First of all, how are things in Little Compton? How's the Little Compton real estate market, Janet Marine from Little Compton Real Estate for all your summer rental needs? What's the hot house on the market if you're buying a house in Little Compton?
It's hot.
Is it? What's the best house that's for sale in town right now?
Well, there's an oceanfront house that was built by the Army in World War II, so I think it's built of concrete.
Cool.
Yeah, let me give you some advice. The ocean's nice, but you put a white fence around that thing, you double the price. You paint that fence, and you get yourself double the price.
So it's where is?
Thanks for the heads up, Steve.
Hot tip.
You two have He has such sexual chemistry.
You make a lady money; they like it.
Where is it on the beach? Where is it?
It's right above the beach club on Warren's Point.
That's nice. How much is it going for?
Well, they're asking 2.8, but it needs updating.
Needs a white picket fence.
Nobody's done anything to it since World War II.
Okay. So you got to have bucks. You got to have more than my podcast bucks.
Slightly.
We were recounting... Steven always likes to.
You know, Janet, funny real estate story. When I bought my house in L.A., $750,000 for 1,500 square feet. Yeah? Right? My mother said, they saw you coming. Yeah. No, they didn't see me coming. It's what they cost.
What a deal.
Yeah, right? It's up to 1.3, baby. It's up to 1.3.
But after I...
That means I got money for dinner.
Oh, my God. What are you going to buy, a meatball?
Why am I talking like this?
You only have money for dinner if you sell it.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow, they're spanking number one.
That is my mother. That is my mother.
No, I'm spanking myself. Okay. Get it together.
How is Mittens the Kitten?
And then it's like owning a stock. And you say, it went from 20 to 40. Yeah.
Did she say stock? What did she say?
Sell it.
Yeah, if you sell it, dummy. That's it. She's saying that you're a dummy.
Don't think she said stock.
Are you?
I said stock. If you buy a stock or a bond.
Yeah.
Pay for money.
Okay. All right. That is my mother. That is my mother. Now, that is disgusting, Stephen. You apologize to my mother.
I'm sorry, Janet.
I don't even know what he said, so don't bother.
Okay. Now,
sorry,
Janet. How's Mittens the kitten?
Sorry, Mrs. Marie.
Well, Mittens is great. I just got home from visiting Willie.
Yeah.
So she's...
is that a euphemism?
Had her dinner, and now she's playing with more catnip so that she's high as a kite.
That makes three of us.
Like daughter, like cat.
Okay. we're doing an adoption thing where if people adopt a shelter pet, I will paint a portrait of them. Are you glad you adopted your shelter pet?
Absolutely. You know the story of my shelter cat. So, you know, I made one out of 80 cats very happy.
There was a hoarder that had 80 cats.
We already know the story of the hoarder. Thank God we don't have to hear it.
Okay. So Janet has... So Janet has started watching The Bachelor.
How many cats do you have, Steve?
I have none. I have allergies, okay? I have asthma. It's a pre-existing condition.
A nice hairless cat.
Right, and the country's going to kill me.
Yeah, get a hairless cat, Steve.
Oh, I got that. Keep it clean, keep it seen.
Okay, oh, God. This is my mother.
I was answering a question.
Okay, so now, Janet, you watched The Bachelor Monday night.
I did.
And you love Rachel, is that correct?
Yes, I think she's the best one they've ever had on.
You know, you've never watched another season.
Yeah.
Well, no, I haven't.
Well, then I'm going to be the best lover you ever had.
That's right. So, I can't imagine any other bachelorette being as great as she is.
She's pretty terrific. She is terrific. And who is your favorite one for her?
Gap-tooth Silverhair?
Gap-tooth Peter?
I like Peter.
Yeah. We all like Peter.
Take that as a sound grab right there.
Pardon, say that again.
That'd be a great sound.
The two younger ones, I think they're pity picks.
Oh.
I think she feels sorry for them, and she wants to mother them.
Dean and Eric, I don't think she wants to mother anybody. I think she wants to take charge.
What about Brian?
He's the
Brian's
one.
Okay.
He's too slick.
He's a player.
He's a player.
He's a player.
Yeah. Yeah. No wonder why I relate to him.
Do you think he has cheek implants, Mom?
Not in his face. I don't even know what that is. So I don't live in L.A., remember?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, just in L.A.
Okay, but yet you like coming to visit.
Yeah.
And
but
you have eyeballs.
You have a little confidence.
But you
don't recognize them.
You have eyeballs, and you can see if somebody's cheeks look like Madonna's. You know what Madonna looks like.
Yeah, well, she doesn't look like herself anymore. I don't know who she is.
That's a cheek implant.
Yeah, a little Compton's so cool.
Is
that overpriced World War II building. Because it's a mile near the beach.
Is there any gossip in town? Is there any town gossip?
Oh, there's always town gossip. You didn't ask me to come on with town gossip.
All right, no, okay, we can do that next time.
Get back.
Okay, so with The Bachelor, overall... What so you think, Peter? Is there anything else you wanted to say about the show that you watched or the upcoming episode?
I think that she, you know, there's a lot of weeping that goes on this show. There's a lot of crying. I mean, they're not hardy New England stock. I mean, say goodbye. You're so whatever.
Maybe they're allergic to cats, Janet. Did you ever consider that? It's an allergy.
That might be it. Steve.
It's a pre-consisting addition.
There's a lot of weeping and a lot of false eyelashes.
There's a lot.
Oh, there is a lot of that.
There's a lot of false eyelashes. No, they're not New England stock that are like a nice, firm, high, like a good handshake at the altar with an I do.
No, that's correct.
Well,
every woman who gets married in New England is like, it's not as good as that hockey player who got me that one night.
Excuse me? This is my mother. This is my mother.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Are you panicking? Are you panicking because she's the one?
Yes.
You're the one?
I'm pushing away when I'm trying to get closer.
Steve Heitner, he is a rascal. I mean, it's like...
Don't you think that's true? Oh, I got drunk that one night. That hockey player was amazing.
No, my mother is never...
No, I'm not your mom. I'm just saying all of New England.
No, New England is a lot of New England. It's more like...
I think every woman in New England has had that feeling at the altar.
Did you ever make out Did you ever make out with a hockey player, Mom?
Yes.
Yeah! Yahtzee!
Oh! Did you really?
In college.
Once in college.
Yes. Wow. All right.
Once in college.
Oh, my God. You were right, Steve.
I've had girlfriends that said there's no ass better than a hockey ass.
I feel like they have a bubble ass.
Well, yeah, but it's hard and bubble. You know, I mean, not that I would be into that.
You know? You did have that glint in your eyes. Yeah. You
said. I like girls.
Oh, my God. Now, but the little podcast we're doing right now, Mom, this is about... You think we're doing that show in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Don't you think everybody should come see it?
Come see the podcast?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I thought you couldn't see a podcast.
We're doing it. Mom, we're trying to fill the venue. I got to sell shirts.
Oh.
We're opening for Metallica and The Who, Mom.
And The Who.
We're doing a festival.
Tribe Called Quest.
We're doing a festival.
Lord.
Sort of like what we did in... She doesn't know who that is. It's like what we did in Nashville. Remember we did it at a club.
I heard about that, but I don't know. I never heard it.
Well, but it's because
I've only heard three podcasts.
And what do you hear when
the
you
two
listen?
With Steve.
And what do you hear when you listen to them? What do you hear?
Love is what you hear.
You hear him.
I hear a lot of giggling, which I like. You should both just go on the road and laugh, and people will think you're talented and smart.
I wish that was that easy, that we could just go giggle in public and get paid.
Sold!
And get yourself a pair of nice fake eyelashes, and that's the end of the day. You're
and then
done.
For Steven, and he can,
I'm already an owner.
And he can cry. He'll cry. He'll cry, and he can wave goodbye.
You can cry. No, you do the crying.
Oh, okay,
Steve
thank
does
you.
The laughing.
Okay, yeah.
And,
sounds
and
like a terrible
both
show.
Wear false eyelashes, and Steve can get cheek implants.
Are you coming out to the Bay Area for the big podcast, Janet?
I don't leave Little Compton in July and August.
Oh, too much selling. Too much good selling.
You got a dollar store. You got a
selling time, girl.
Those t-shirts aren't going to sell themselves, Steve. Little Compton Real Estate.
Just sold a bunker from World War I.
But overall, and then I'm going to set you free, Mama. So overall, are you going to snuggle up with Mittens the Kittens tonight?
Oh, Mittens the Kittens and I, yes. Tonight we're having dinner together again.
Yeah.
And she's busy getting high on her catnip.
Well, sounds like a fun night.
Simple yes or no.
It's another rocking night in Little Compton.
Well, Janet Marin, first of all, I give mad respect to my mother. And thank you for talking to my friend Anna.
We love you here.
Everybody loves you. But nobody is...
Nobody's thanking Steve.
I have a question. Do you have anything kind of World War II near the water that you can give me a tour of?
Well, it doesn't have a white picket fence, so you wouldn't be in.
Oh, believe me.
Burned.
Believe me. Pickets will happen.
Burned. I think my mother just burnt you.
Ow!
I know. Well... Janet Marin, thank you so much for taking... I will call you from my vehicle in a little bit. Thank you so much for taking...
When you're not podcasting.
When I'm not podcasting. Did you hear the judgment in the voice?
You can't see those.
You know what it is?
You can't see those. No, you can't see them.
My brother is on his second internet company just because he wasn't ready to retire, and I am...
Jesse smart and wealthy.
And I just introduced one of my friends over lunch today to podcasts, and I told her to go and... Listen to yours. She's never seen The Bachelorette, so she's going to think I have the most retarded child on the planet.
Yeah, really?
No letters.
By the way, no one says that word anymore.
No letters, please.
It's a globe. It's not a planet.
That's a bad word.
No letters, please.
It's
no,
round.
No
it's a globe.
No letters, please. No letters, please. No letters, please.
Boy, that didn't take long.
Mentally challenged.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
Mentally challenged. Touch.
All right,
touch.
There you go, guys.
Well, Mama.
For all that money I paid on your education.
Burnt. I got burnt too. All right, Mama, I'll call you from the car with Steve. Heads
Okey-dokey.
Up.
Bye, Steve.
Bye bye, lover.
Bye, Anna.
Bye.
Bye, Mama.
Bye.
Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, and that's who you see.
That was good stuff.
Wow. Wow. She called me retarded.
She said the R word.
She said retarded.
She said the R word. She made fun of LA and then sat her butt down in Little Compton and used the R word.
That was amazing.
I want her more than ever.
She's going to have dinner tonight with Mittens?
Yeah, okay. Like she does every night. Like she does every night. They have dinner together.
Her and Mittens.
Mittens is a really cute cat.
Oh, I'm sure it's adorable.
It is. It's got thumbs. Yeah. It's got opposable thumbs.
I just imagine them sitting at a table together.
Yeah, just like a fancy
Mittens
feast.
Using a spoon with her thumb.
Yeah, Janet's like, sushi again, Mittens. Sushi again.
Aristotle, would you like to say something before we get off? Aristotle, what did you think of the past 7 hours of your life? This has been long. Get over here, Aristotle. Give us 1 second of Aristotle. Aristotle, what's your deal? What's your jam?
I've had a great time.
We love having
seven
you.
7 hours.
Your girlfriend still wants you to propose, right?
Oh, yeah.
How do you know that?
Because she tells me.
She tells you that.
All the time.
But Aristotle's only like 15.
Yeah, you're, how old are you?
I just turned 25.
Oh, yeah, you're not doing anything.
But they've been together forever. But they've been together forever. I love your tattoo.
Oh, thank you.
But things are good. Things are good.
Yes.
And you had a good time.
We just went to Portland for the first time.
Oh.
Also had a great time here.
You know what else is fun? San Francisco.
Portland. If you like August in San Francisco.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
It wouldn't be fun. That's fun.
I'm very jealous.
Oh, you can come.
Coldest winter I ever spent was the summer in San Francisco.
Oh!
Mark Twain.
Oh, my God. Wow. This has been quite something. Well, if you want more gems like that, get yourself to San Francisco August 13th. The whole festival is from the 11th to the 13th. Aristotle, thank you for giving us 17 hours of your day. Anna, thank you.
Of course.
Didn't think I was going to twain you, did you?
No, I didn't. Not after you twained my mother like that. But she burnt both of us. She said she made fun of you, and then she called me.
Yeah, she said the petarded word.
Yes, she did. No letters, please.
R word.
No letters, please. All right, you guys. Well, we'll see
don't
you.
Don't add us.
Don't add it. We'll see you in San Francisco.
Wait, to answer Steve's question, they would send us letters at rosepodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, that's how you pronounce it.
Always doing business. Always doing business.
That's how you do it. Get my name out your mouth.
Well, that's also, what am I going to do? We're going to put it on Twitter at Heitner? That would be weird.
Also, adopt some pets and go buy Arden's t-shirts at ArdenMarine.com.
You know what also we... Yes, ArdenMarine.com. But I also want to say Anna...
You'll never catch up to your brother.
No, God, Alaric. Folke Alaric Wilhelmarine III. You've met him.
Oh, of course. I told that man.
Creature.
No rain would fall on him.
Dean's father?
He's Dean's father. Alaric is actually the name of a Visigoth. Okay, Anna, your podcast, has it started?
No.
When does it start?
It'll start in this month.
And
the teaser will drop this week sometime.
And it is called?
It's called Ethnically Ambiguous.
Blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
Wow, Arden. That was the callback to my insensitive. That was the callback 2 podcasts ago. You have to see that one. That's part of our podcast. No, it's called Ethnically Ambiguous. I think you guys have the best flyer.
Thank you.
Who took that photo?
Noah Eberhardt took that photo.
It's fantastic. You guys look amazing.
Thank you.
Who's your friend that you're doing it with?
Shireen Yunus.
And what are you guys talking about on there?
It's on Feral Audio, and we talk about being brown in America and being raised by immigrants. And
I think that's
how
awesome.
White people are ridiculous.
Oh my God! No letters, please. No letters, please.
It's mostly about
can I
Steve
be the
Heitner?
White person? Can I be the white person? Yeah. Can I be the white person?
We interviewed Jean Marie.
Yeah.
Well, we cast Ralph Garman as you.
No!
And then he wasn't available, so we got shot at his.
Oh no!
Blah blah blah. Blah blah blah. Blah blah blah. If you want to see more of our stage tour, crying and laughing, we'll be at Manor Ballparks. We'll be in Manor Ballparks.
Come on down to the Harrisburg Senators.
I'll be crying.
Let's break that losing streak.
I'll be crying while Steve's laughing, but we'll have our fake eyelashes on. Well, you'll let us know. We'll put it on our Facebook page when it drops. I can't wait to listen to it. If you ever need a white person.
Yeah, I will. We will reach out. I will reach out to myself.
Did you get Anna Faris to come in and play me?
Off air, I had mentioned that I am neither a white supremacist nor a white apologist. I don't know if there's anything. Is there any white interesting in between those two? I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, but we'll have you on to talk about what it's like to be a white male and how awesome that is.
Let me tell you, it hasn't been an easy ride.
Really?
You know what?
That's interesting.
He's a ginger.
You try getting through an open door, lady.
He was a ginger. He was a ginger. You were a ginger.
That's right. I'll burn your retina right out of your head.
Well, everybody, I think we've learned a lot. We will see you in San Francisco if you want more. If you want to spend your summer vacation with more elegance than like that. Isn't that a good photo? Isn't that a good photo?
San Francisco, LGBT friendly.
Yes, it is.
We will be at a lesbian karaoke bar on that Saturday night.
Oh, I didn't even hit that. Sorry.
Come and try and find us Saturday night. We'll be at a lesbian karaoke
bar. Yeah, we don't know where, but Erin's gotten, when she gets returned from the Mediterranean Sea.
Come find us.
She's been given oh, my God. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Want to get all up in you tonight. feel so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.